In recent days, Prime Minister Maliki offered volunteers $644 per month to fight alongside the country's security forces in so-called hot areas where the militants are most active. Those hot areas are dangerous for everyone, as you might imagine, especially for women. Sawad Alami is the founder of one of Iraq's first legal clinics to support impoverished women and survivors of violence. She recently was in Washington to receive the Vital Voices Fern Holland Award for her achievements in working for human rights and women's empowerment. Alami explains to VOA's Francis Alonso how the crisis in Iraq is affecting women and the country's most vulnerable population, its children.
The current situation, it is very much affected everyone there in Iraq. Of course, will affect the most vulnerable groups like women, children, the elderly people. There are 5 women that just killed themselves because the members of the SIS, they try to marry them in the name of jihad. So because they refuse that, they kill themselves. I will not say militants, but they are terrorists. So they want to marry them, you know, it is not even legal marriage. Wherever they went, they are doing that. So we have many cases, they left their wives, they left babies without any documents, without any identities. Even these women, they do not know the names of these men who they get married. And they need to register the marriage, they need to get birth certificates. For them, also, it is affected on the security of women.
What's life like for them? What's the day-to-day for them?
You know, they are suffering from the lack of food, lack of water, lack of medical treatment.
So how are women protecting themselves and their children in this climate of war?
Women, they haven't any ability now to protect themselves. For those who left their cities displaced from their cities to another slightly safe places, they are without anything. But for those who couldn't leave and stayed, the terrorists just get into their house. They try to count how many women in the city, who is married, who is not married. What does that mean? They want to marry them.
Do they rape them?
Yes.
How does the community help women who've been raped?
They cannot do anything. No one can take into consideration that things got gonna happen like this way. They do not have anything, even there is no security, because the terrorists, they just controlling everything in the city, like Mosul.
Is this what you want the world to know about what's happening to women in Iraq?
What's happening in Iraq happened because of different reasons. Because the misplanning or misdecisions that made by the decision makers in Iraq, who they should protect their own people. So this is their responsibility, to protect these people immediately and to provide what they need right now. All political leaders should be now leave their differences and to be unified to protect the country, to protect the people there.
How did you feel when President Obama decided not to send American soldiers to Iraq?
I am not surprised about this decision. And of course, all we know, this is even not the solution to send the troops to Iraq, because Iraqis should take this responsibility and to protect their own country. Not others can do that for them. But what I want from the decision makers here in the United States is just to help the security forces in Iraq, to empower them, training them in the right way, not like what they did in when they were there in Iraq. They spent so much huge money And now, look, we do not have any qualified security forces. There is no military equipment for them to fight the terrorists. The terrorists, what they have more than the security forces.
Swat Alami is the founder of one of Iraq's first legal clinics to support impoverished women and survivors of violence. She was speaking with VOA's Francis Alonso.